Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams to go through Leeds, Inter Milan, the Champions League picture as a whole, and Mo Salah. It's a lot. That's a lot to work through.
Yeah, mixed bag.
Mixed bag, indeed. It is a mixed bag. It's a complicated bag as well. I think it's worth pointing that out. We start with the Leeds United game, Josh, and I think there's a bit to take from the numbers. They're not as bad as many of Liverpool's numbers so far this year. And there's a couple of things that are a little bit different that we get to see from what our opponents are up to. For instance, as mad as it sounds, Leeds being on 77% pass completion is actually quite high for a team against Liverpool this season. It doesn't feel as though it should be, but it is. Liverpool, again, doing more pressure regains, 58 to Leeds is 42, off fewer pressures, and obviously having more possession over the course of the game is a bit of a pattern that we've seen. The other thing to point out against Leeds is they just win a lot more tackles than their opponents, and than they have been. It's 20 tackles out of 24 attempted over the course of the game. And as I think we're going to show with the data, it is for 70 minutes almost the ideal perfect away performance.
Yeah, well, I've had a little bit of stick for pointing this out because people ultimately just look at the black and white of it as it ends up 3-3, which I do understand, and it looks like a mad game, it looks like a bit of a roller coaster, but from my perspective, as you say, for 70 minutes, it's ideal, and it's in line with what we've seen since, it's in line with what we saw before, in terms of the games against Sunderland, the games against West Ham. But then Canate stands on a rake and changes the entire landscape.
Well, should we demonstrate that with facts?
Yeah, let's do that.